T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are joined live on 1010 Winds by City Council Speaker Corey Johnson. Let's talk about flattening the curve. What do we need to do?
People need to stay home because we need to halt transmission. Right now, you're already seeing the scenes out of Elmhurst Hospital in Queens. And I don't say this to frighten people, but to level with folks, we could be seeing more of that in the coming weeks. And so the most important thing we can do is halt transmission while simultaneously building up our hospital capacity. Think of the nurses and doctors and healthcare workers that are on the front lines who want to make their job easier. And the way to do that is to halt transmission and keep practicing social distancing.
The city is doing new stuff to encourage people to do that in terms of closing streets to cars. Is that going to expand?
Well, I wanted it to be a much bigger program, but one of the issues that we're running into is that we don't have as much personnel, NYPD personnel, parks personnel, to actually be able to enforce it to make sure that social distancing is occurring even on closed streets. One of the issues, Susan, is that in many neighborhoods, the playgrounds and parks are not big enough, and so you have people crowding in. I think we should shut playgrounds down, because I'm not sure it's the safest thing right now, and try to alleviate the pressure on parks by opening up streets. The streets that were identified last night by the mayor's office, it's a small start. We'll see how it works. Hopefully, if we get more personnel that we can use to actually do enforcement to allow people to remain safe on the streets, hopefully we can expand it even more.
Word that nurses at one hospital are resorting to using garbage bags to protect themselves. That's terrible, right?
I mean, it's horrific. It's unacceptable. It's insane. It shows what heroes these folks are, but also the lack of preparedness as it relates to the personal protective equipment that our healthcare workers need. The N95 masks, the surgical masks, the gloves, the gowns, the face shields. And it's why we need a coordinated response from the federal government. It's why we need to invoke the Defense Production Act to get manufacturers manufacturing these items along with ventilators to send to the hardest hit areas. New York City is now the epicenter of COVID-19 infections in the United States of America. And we know that viruses don't respect state boundaries. So what you're seeing in New York, we are really the canary in the coal mine. What you're seeing here could happen to other places in the country, which is why it's important for other folks around the country to build up their hospital capacity, to put in social distancing measures, and for the federal government to invoke the Defense Production Act and start to parcel out and coordinate resources and personal protective equipment for the hardest hit areas in the country right now.
Yeah, it seems like the federal response in terms of doling out these supplies is kind of like a slow drip. I can only imagine that you guys, that officials are just pulling your hair out trying to get them to budge on this.
Well, it has been really shameful, the lack of coordination that we have seen coming out of the White House. They have not been helpful along the ways. It has been a small drip. You've seen a small amount of ventilators, a small amount of personal protective equipment that have been identified in the last few days for New York City. But what we really need is actually them taking the lead and telling manufacturers, no, stop manufacturing goods that aren't essential right now and manufacture these items so we can get them to the hardest hit places. That's what we need, and we have not seen that leadership coming out of Washington, and I think it's going to cost lives. I think, frankly, it's going to cost lives, and it's putting our healthcare workers in a really difficult, scary, unsafe situation.
One final question before we let you go. Let's talk about this federal rescue package that is likely to pass the House tomorrow. Both the mayor and governor say the stimulus does not go far enough for New York. What do you have to say?
Well, clearly it hasn't gone far enough. I mean, the Senate Republicans introduced a bill last weekend that was much, much worse than the bill that passed the Senate last night. And so I know that Senators Schumer and Gillibrand worked hard to improve that bill. But the problem is, in a $2 trillion stimulus bill, New York City is the third largest economy in the United States of America, and we're only getting a little more than $1 billion directly towards the city's budget, when we know the hole that has been blown into our budget is a lot bigger than that. New York State's getting a little more than $5 billion in direct state aid. We need a lot more money. You saw the unemployment numbers that came out today. They are devastating. The number of folks, especially in New York, who now have lost their livelihood and jobs overnight. We've seen a lack of revenue coming into the city over the last couple of weeks, which is really going to hurt our financial picture. And so we need more money from Washington. I know I have to let you go, but the last thing I want to say for 1010 Wins listeners is that even in this scary, difficult, painful moment that we're living through, it's important that New Yorkers continue to have some hope. We got through 9/11 together. We got through Hurricane Sandy together. We got through the fiscal crisis of the 1970s and the Great Recession in 2009 together. We are one New York City. We have to band together, socially distanced, to keep each other safe, support our essential workers like our grocery store workers and healthcare workers and pharmacists, and really look out for one another, because this isn't going to end anytime soon. And the only way we're going to get through it is if we do it collectively as one New York. I want to thank you, Susan, for your coverage and for everything that 1010 Wins is doing every single day.
Council Speaker Cory Johnson, thank you so much for being on with us live.
Thank you.